doing a Google one yourself, I can vouch for the, they call it the utility, the VHF utility IT in the AARRL handbook. Yeah, but you can build it very carefully, follow the instructions exactly. It'll work without any matching or tuning or anything. It's very, very low SWR.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I've looked at the various plans for Yagi's and seen that they did different gamma matches and stuff like that. And I don't know all that much about the theory of it, but they definitely look interesting.
Yeah, I'm not even going to claim to partly understand the theory of it. I'm not sure anybody understands it. My suspicion is that somebody, you know, fiddled around and found out that it worked really well and then kind of backed it out from there. That's all I can figure with some of these antenna designs. Same thing with the fractal ones that are receive only. No idea how they figured that out, but I think maybe antenna design software and just playing around. I'm not sure.
KDAQT Mobile here. Yeah, there is some design software out there, but of course that's programmed by people that have theories about the way that the invisible radio waves work. So it's all pretty cool and pretty mysterious, kind of a black art.
Yeah, definitely. For my shortwave setup, I'm using, I have a couple of antennas. I have a 40 meter inverted V, which is, you know, about what you'd expect. I've also got an NFED with a 9-to-1 union and a choke, and that antenna baffles my mind. It seems very, very dependent on the how the grounding is set up and what kind of radials you have.
Yeah, and depending on what kind of ground you got, you know, clay or lighter soil with sand, and then moisture content can affect all that, too. I think the more you try to do with a single antenna, the more sensitive it becomes to all those factors.